Hallelujah. What a great presence of God in this sanctuary today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank God for Pastor Tino and everyone that's helping us with the service. We have a lot of help. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for helping us. Pastor Muiwa, you are remote, but you are helping us. Thank you. And everyone that's joining us in the spirit, those of you that are online with us, thank you. Hallelujah. Those that are in far away, distant lands, we acknowledge you. All right. We're going to go ahead and take our 2026 confession. It will be on the screen for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're going to take our confession together. It's up to you. If you want to stand, you can stand. If you want to sit, you can sit wherever you just be comfortable. Just make sure that whatever you do when you go over this confession, just like we do during those morning devotions, my goodness, those have been so powerful. God bless all of our ministers that have been helping us with those. And everyone that's joining, hallelujah. I was told about someone who we don't know, but who joins from somewhere in Savannah, Georgia, who sent in a note and just such a pleasant, blessed note that delighted my heart really greatly. And so thank God for the awesome work that so many people have been blessed by. These people are joining us from all over the country and different parts of the world. So praise God. And I know it's going to get better in this last week. Amen. Glory to God. And thank you for joining our midweek services as well. Those have been powerful. They'll get more powerful as we go. Amen. All right. Let's do our confession together. 2, 3, go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. The shift is here and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, pass over, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and he will say, destroy. I am helped, favored, and blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and in my coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up his mercy and grace. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 2026 is my year of non-stop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire, and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I am laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is stale news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. Glory to God. In this season, he's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. And he sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. He's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. God said, he's giving me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. He's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim. He's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah, and from rejected to Beulah. He's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler, from loner to owner, from supplanter to contender. In this season, he's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible, and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry, and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority, and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped. The curse is broken, and my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you. Dry bones, come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you. Cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, and joints. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I speak life to you. Dreams, womb, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Take a minute. Speak life. I speak life. I speak life. Come on. Speak life. I speak life. I speak life over God's people. I speak life. I speak life over God's purposes concerning us. I speak life over God's properties he has given us. I speak life over God's ends that he has assured us of. I speak life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I speak life. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, Passover, takeover, makeover, do over, walk over, and fly over here in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. His word is being established in all of our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. You have your Bibles? Let's spend a little bit of time in the word of God together. Go with me to Genesis chapter 50. Genesis chapter 50. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Genesis, the 50th chapter. And I'm going to read to you from the Amplified Version of the Bible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I'm going to read to you from the Amplified. We don't have scriptures projected, but hopefully you have your Bible there with you. Remember, 2026, what we've been talking about since the year began, the shift is forward. The shift is forward. When the Lord said this will be our year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands, we know the shift is forward. The other thing we know that I believe the Holy Spirit wants me to mention that this morning in this service is the shift is supernatural. The shift is supernatural. It is not a natural shift. It's not a shift that is going to happen by our natural walk. Even though we need to take some natural steps that are directed by the Holy Spirit. But the shift is supernatural. Hallelujah. The shift is not political. Glory to God. The shift is supernatural. There will be some things that are going to happen in the political realm. But it's not because of politics. It is because of the supernatural working of the Almighty God. The shift is supernatural. The shift is not cultural. It's not cultural or social. Hallelujah. Even though the shift will affect cultural situations, the shift will affect social situations and social dynamics, the shift will affect relationships, but the shift is supernatural. That means it is the Ruach of God. It is the Holy Spirit of God himself that is orchestrating that shift. The second thing is the shift is forward. So this shift is going to move us from where we are and is going to move us forward. If at the end of 2026, you are in the exact same place where you are right now at the beginning of 2026. If we get to December 31, 2026, and you find yourself in the exact same place that you were on January 1st, 2026, that shift has not happened for you. The shift is forward. The shift is forward. There is no controversy about it. There is no doubt about it. The shift is forward. We're going to go forward. Like the Lord said to the children of Israel, he said to Moses, he said, tell the children of Israel to go forward. He didn't say, stay there in the same place and be crying to me. He didn't say, stay there and pray more. He didn't say, stay there and cry and sing more songs. No, he said, go forward. To go forward means to go someplace where you have never been before. To go someplace where you have never been before. To allow the Lord to walk in your life and do some things that you have never experienced before. To allow the Lord to orchestrate certain situations in your life to bring to pass certain things that you have never experienced before. That's forward. That's forward. The shift is forward. Somebody say that with me. The shift is forward. Say one more time. Say the shift is forward. Hallelujah. Let's go to Genesis chapter 50. We're going to read from verse 19 in the Amplified. And Joseph said unto them, to his brothers, fear not, for am I in the place of God? Vengeance is his and not mine. Vengeance is his and not mine. Verse 20. Pay attention to this one. As for you, you thought evil against me. Remember, in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11, God said to us very clearly, my thoughts toward you are not evil, but they are good. They are thoughts of peace to bring you to an expected end. God's thoughts towards you and me are thoughts of good. They are thoughts of peace. They are thoughts of advancement in destiny. They are thoughts of glory. They are thoughts of favor. They are thoughts of life. They are thoughts of breakthroughs. They are thoughts of blessings. There is no evil in God's plan for you. He said it to us very clearly in that scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. My thoughts towards you are not of evil, but of good. God's thoughts towards you, beloved, are good. God's thoughts towards you are good. And good things are flowing from the presence of our Father into your life all through this year, 2026. Every good and every perfect gift, the Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 17, every good and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good and perfect gift. There are good gifts flowing from the presence of our Father into your life in this season and right throughout this year, 2026. Somebody say, I receive that, I receive that, I receive that, I receive that. So when evil shows up, remember, evil did not come from him. Evil is going to show up sometimes. We live in this world, and Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, my words, these words are spoken unto you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. There will be evil in this world, but it's not from God. Yeah. All of our nation, over 200 million people are shut down at home today. Flights canceled. All sorts of situations going on around our nation. If you go on the roads, there are probably, not that I know I've had any reports, but there are probably incidences on the roads. We pray for God's mercy for those that are caught out there. That is not from the Lord. That is not from the Lord. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, the Bible says. If it is not good, it is not God. If it is not good, it is not God. And sometimes believers say, "Oh, Pastor, I think you know the Lord may be trying to use that to teach me some." No. If it's not good, it's not God. Now, the Lord will work it together for your good, no matter where it comes, no matter how Satan cooks it. Remember, the Bible says, "No weapon." That's Isaiah chapter 54. There is no weapon that is fashioned against you that shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. Why? Because this is your heritage as the righteousness of the Lord. This is your heritage as the child of God. Hallelujah. He says, surely, behold, surely they shall surely gather, but not by me. See, God says, it's not by me. I didn't do it. He said they will surely gather. They will come against you. They will fashion it. They will pull it together. They will try. And when he's saying they, at the root and at the origin of this day, is Satan, the greatest loser of all. He said surely they will gather. That means sometimes evil will knock the door. Sometimes evil will come knocking. He said, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. But God said, whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake. He said, behold, I have created the smith, that blows the coals in the fire and that brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. Verse 17, but no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that will rise against you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith God. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Let me just take a moment to prophesy over you. Evil will knock on the door. Some things will happen that were not expected. Some things will come up that may not be so favorable. But I want you to know today, without any iota of doubt, no weapon that is formed against you will ever prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. This is your heritage. This is your rightful heritage as a child of God. You are God's covenant partner. God's plan for you is a plan of peace, is a plan of good. God's will for you is a will of good, is a will of peace. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Joseph. Genesis chapter 50. He says, surely you thought evil against me. Notice, it was not God who thought evil against him. It was Satan, but Satan worked through humans, principalities and personalities. The evil that was sent to beset Joseph was through principalities and personalities. At the root of that evil is the kingpin of evil himself, Satan. But Satan is defeated. Satan is a liar. Satan is a defeated foe. He's a toothless bulldog. He doesn't want me to say what I'm saying to you today. He doesn't want me to preach this message. He almost tried to take my voice this week, but I'm preaching it to you. My voice is even stronger than it has ever been. I'm telling you, Satan is a defeated foe. He's a toothless bulldog. Hallelujah. And no matter the evil that is put together through principalities and personalities, you will overcome. I say you will overcome in the name of Jesus. You are not going to go under. You are going to go over. This is your year of supernatural shift. And power will be transferred to you this year. Woo! Glory to God. He said, as for you, you thought evil against me. But God... But God meant it for good. God meant it for good to bring about that many people should be kept alive. Hallelujah. God meant it for good. God meant it for good. What Satan meant for evil, God turned around for good. What Satan meant for evil, God turned around for good. The Lord is turning it for you. I said the Lord is turning it for you this year. I love that song. I praise him. Sing here once every now and then. He's turning it. He's turning it. He's turning it. God is turning it. God is turning it. What was meant to destroy you, God is going to use it to rebuild you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good. Then he said in verse 21, I really want you to pay attention to verse 21. Now therefore, do not be afraid. This is the word of the Lord to you this morning. I don't know how far, how much I'll be able to preach. I have a whole lot and I'm going to stop in good time. But I don't know how far I go this morning or in this service. But I want you to let this register in your spirit today. Let the Holy Spirit register this in your spirit today. He said, now therefore, do not be afraid. Say to yourself, I'm not afraid. Say, I will not be afraid. I will not fear. I will not fear. The Lord is with me. I will not fear. What can man do to me? I will not be afraid. Listen, do not be afraid. No matter what happens, if evil knocks on your door, do not be afraid. If evil drives past you on the road, do not be afraid. If evil shows up in your place of work, do not be afraid. If evil comes up and shows up in your finances, do not be afraid. I will not be afraid this year. Say it one more time, I will not be afraid this year. Say, I will not be afraid. The Lord is with me. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Hallelujah. He said, don't be afraid. I will provide for you. Now, this was Joseph saying this, but the Lord wanted me to tell you this is what he's saying to you today. I will, God is saying, I will provide for you. I will be your provider. God said, I will be your provider in 2026. God said, I will provide for you. No matter what happens in your nation, I will provide for you. No matter what happens in your community, I will provide for you. No matter what happens at your place of work or business, I will provide for you. God said, I will be your provider. Then he said, and I will be your support. That means I will uphold you so you do not fall. You will not crash in 2026. You will not be one of those that go under in 2026. You will not be one of those whose health fail in 2026. This will not be a year when you will find yourself in the emergency room. In the name of Jesus. This will not be a year when the doctors are confused over what is going on with your body. No, 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 no. God said, I will support you and your loved ones. Not only you. He said, I will support you and your little ones. And then he comforted them. God will comfort you this year. The Holy Spirit will work closely with you this year. He comforted them. And he imparted unto them cheer. That's joy. Laughter, hope, strength. The Lord will comfort you. And the Lord, in fact, right now, through this word that is going out to you, he's imparting to you comfort and strength and cheer and joy and laughter and hope and favor. Don't be afraid. That's all he said to you. Do not be afraid. God said, I will provide for you. I will support you, not only you, but you and your entire household. I will take care of you. God said, don't be afraid. I will take care of you this year. I will take care of you. No matter how the world turns, I will take care of you this year. Hallelujah. And then he imparted unto them comfort, cheer, hope, laughter, strength. And he spoke to their hearts kindly. God is speaking to you kindly today. God is letting you know his thoughts towards you are thoughts of peace, not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. As I begin to wind down this message, for those of you who are privileged and who are able to write down some notes, there are a few words and a few thoughts that I want to leave. The Lord wants me to leave with you today. Very definite. Very, very definite in this season. Very, very definite in this season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm going to mention this to you and then I have six things or seven things listed there. I'm going to go over that. And then I'm going to try to close where I started from last week. Some of the different aspects of the plan of God for your life. I'm going to try to close out there. But I want to address this aspect. This is so crucial, and the Lord specifically brought this up to me in the middle of the night. I want to address this aspect of shifting forward. The Lord said the shift is forward. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the Bible says, "For without faith, it is impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that are diligent in seeking Him." When it comes to moving forward and shifting forward, in many seasons of this year, 2026, you will find yourself at some crossroads. All of us will. In fact, it has already begun this year. Many of us have dealt with situations where we found ourselves at crossroads. Some of you probably have already as well. Right through this year, there will be a number of situations that are going to come up, and you are going to find yourself at crossroads where you need to make a decision. I want you to listen to me. You will find yourself at crossroads in life, and you will be trying to make a decision as far as how to go and where to go. I want you to remember, faith always pleases God. Faith always pleases God. Going back to where you are coming from does not require faith, because you were already there. Going back to where you are coming from is actually usually a response to fear. People usually go back because of fear. The reason the children of Israel wanted to go back at the Red Sea was because of fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of what is not under my control. Fear of the evil that may have been put together against me. I want you to remember right through this year, because the shift is forward. Going back does not require faith. Wherever you are in your life today, you already arrived there. Staying in that same spot does not require faith. You are already there. What requires faith is moving forward. I want you to remember that. Faith always pleases God. Faith always pleases God. A few years ago, and during our Christmas celebration within our family, We gathered together, we had fun, we had a good time. But this was one of the stories that came up as we were sharing together. And as we were talking about the goodness of the Lord, this story came up. And I just want to mention a little bit of it to you today. Remember, the shift is forward. Going back does not require faith. The shift is forward. Going back does not require faith. Going back is a response to fear. The shift is forward. Several years ago, we were dealing with a situation with one of our properties. It was a situation a very dire situation. This situation could actually, we were at a crossroads where we could have completely lost everything regarding this particular property, or where we could have found God's breakthrough and advanced in destiny. This situation was so serious that we had already, there was even a legal situation with this particular situation. We had already gone before a judge. There were attorneys on both sides. There were attorneys working for us, and there were attorneys working for our antagonists. And this situation was so dire. When we eventually finished in the conference and met with our attorneys, finally our attorneys, our own attorneys, who we paid, who were supposed to be working for us, our own attorney said to us, there's only one way. There's only one way around this problem. And they told us that way. And that way was going back. The other attorneys already made it clear. And they, you know, like Pharaoh was threatening the children of Israel. Like he was threatening Moses. He said, I will do this. The other attorneys were threatening. We will do this. So they were already doing their thing. But our own attorney that was supposed to be working for us, we were paying these attorneys. They also said, we agree with them. There is only one way around this. And that way was to go back regarding this property. So they gave us till the following morning. The judge was waiting. Everybody was waiting. They were going to put a pen to paper and determine what happened with this situation. I remember that Sunday, at the end of the service, the Sunday before this particular legal conference, I was in the office. I was listening to this, you know, just my little TV in my office. I was listening to this preacher, this great man of God, but he's gone to heaven now. And I was so engrossed in what he was preaching. I was enjoying it, but I had to leave. So on my way out, I took my remote and I pressed pause. And I left that Sunday afternoon. And of course, we went through the week, or through a couple of days, went to this conference and everything. And when I returned from that meeting, when we returned from that meeting, I came to my office. And it was a Tuesday afternoon. I'll never forget it. And you know, it was like all heaven is falling. Everything came to a standstill. And in addition to the voices of the antagonists that we will do this and we will do that, I was also hearing Satan speaking in his usual way with a lot of chaos and commotion. And we will do this, and I will do that, and it's this, and you will do, and this will happen, and that will happen, and that will happen. I remember coming back to the office with all of those voices and all of those pressures, and I just sat down, and I was just quiet before the Lord for a moment of prayer. And within a few minutes, the peace of God settled within me. I still didn't know what to do. I was desperately looking for a word from the Lord. Lord, what are you saying? Lord, what are you saying? I need a word from you. I need a word from you. And after praying quietly, I turned there and looked at the TV that I left on Sunday afternoon when I was leaving the office. That's my alarm. That's my alarm going up. It's telling me it's time to stop. So let's snooze it just one time. I looked at the TV And the image of the preacher, he's already in heaven. And the image of the preacher was there. That was the first time since I entered that office that Tuesday afternoon that I remembered, oh, the preacher is still there, paused him. So I took my remote and unpaused the TV so the preacher could keep preaching. And the words that came out of the mouth of the preacher, in very strong, very thick Benin City accent out of Midwestern Nigeria, was he pointed towards the camera. It was like he was pointing to me. From the TV screen, the preacher was already in heaven, but it was like he was pointing at me and he was saying, don't go back. Don't go back. Don't go back. Ha! I paused the preacher. I said, Lord, don't go back. The Lord sent a preacher from heaven to tell me, don't go back. Don't go back. Immediately, I called Pastor Tinu. I said, the Lord talked to me this afternoon. The Lord sent me a word. He said, don't go back. Don't go back. Well, we said, okay. I called our attorney. I said, this is what we're going to do. Now I'm talking with some confidence and authority because I just heard from the Lord. I said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go forward. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. The attorney said, no, this is a mistake. I said, this is what we're doing. Can you reach out to the antagonist attorney and tell them this is what we're going to do? Long story short, our attorney said, they will never accept it. I said, can you just reach out and tell them? Reached out to them. They went through their own rigmarole and all their long stories. And finally, the attorney called me and said, surprise. They said they are going to go with it. We started jumping up. We started shouting. That was an eternal miracle. Yeah. It took care of everything because God said, don't go back. As I close today, remember, the shift is forward. Don't go back. Wherever you are in your life right now, remember, God is with you. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Wherever you are right now, I want you to stir up faith and confidence in your Creator. Remember, this is your year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. What seems like an impossible feat today, when you look back at it tomorrow, will be like the easiest thing you ever confronted, because you chose to obey God when he said, don't go back. I want you to stand up wherever you are right now. Let's close this service. Let's get ready to close this service. Stand up wherever you are. Lift up your hands to heaven. Thank God. Father, thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. Thank you for your mighty presence amongst us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being with us in this service. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done, how you have visited with us, how you have stretched out your mighty hands over our lives, how you have spoken your word to us from your heaven, your glorious heaven, how you have imparted to us, comfort and strength and support and cheer and hope and laughter and joy and kindness. We give you praise. We give you praise. Now I want you to thank God. Thank God for everything that has been prepared for you in 2026. Thank God that this year will be good for you. Thank God that no weapon that is fashioned against you will prosper. Thank God. No matter what Satan cooks up, no matter the evil that knocks on your door, God will turn everything around for your good. Thank God. Thank God. He who brought you this far, he will not abandon you now. He will stand with you. He will carry you all the way to your expected end, to the place that he has prepared for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. You alone deserve it. Receive it to yourself, oh God. Receive it to yourself, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Come on, go ahead and put your hands together. Bless the name of the Lord. He deserves the glory. Bless the name of the Lord. He deserves the praise. Hallelujah. He alone deserves the honor. He alone deserves the worship. Hallelujah. He deserves adoration. Come on, let's give it to him today. As we get ready to close our service, let's bless the name of the Lord. He's the Lord of lords, the King of kings. Hallelujah. He's the mighty God. He's the mighty God. There's no one like him. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him exuberant praise. Give him exuberant praise. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you. Father, we exalt you. We worship you. We magnify you. Oh, you are so worthy, Lord. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.